I'm Alex Aubuchon, Alabama Public Radio News. We'll hear today's forecast from Richard Scott, chief meteorologist with the WVUA Weather Center, in just a moment. If any Alabamians missed out on signing up for coverage associated with the Affordable Care Act, there's still time to do so. APR's Mackenzie Bates explains.
Healthcare.gov says it will be extending Tuesday's deadline to sign up for health insurance to tonight. The reason is high demand among healthcare consumers who wanted coverage starting January 1st. The new cutoff point is midnight Pacific time. Officials say the surge in consumer demand caused some applicants to wait at the call center or before logging into healthcare.gov. Officials add that consumers should not worry and that healthcare.gov is providing additional time for people to come back, shop, and sign up for the plan that best fits their needs. If applicants have questions about the deadline or want to talk through their options, representatives at the Marketplace Call Center are standing by and are ready to help 24 hours a day. Call 1-800-318-2596. Reporting for Alabama Public Radio News, I'm Mackenzie Bates.
Alabama fell two notches in a yearly report on health in the United States. The annual America's Health ranking puts the Yellowhammer State at number 46 out of 50 states when it comes to overall health. Dr. Rhonda Randall is the senior advisor to the United Health Foundation. She says there are a number of places where Alabama falls short.
Alabama continues to have a high infant mortality rate. We're ranked 49th. Low immunizations among adolescents. So although we're doing very well with getting children immunized, we're not doing as good of a job in Alabama as getting the teenagers immunized. And then we're also seeing a high prevalence of low birth rate babies.
However, Alabama does have a low prevalence of excessive drinking, and there is a lower disparity in health status by education level. Randall hopes that health organizations can use these reports to help guide any future initiatives they may have. Alabama Governor Robert Bentley was in the Birmingham area yesterday. He was discussing components of the state's job creation efforts. He says that jobs will be a continued priority for the state for the next 3 years. Bentley spoke at a Homewood Chamber of Commerce luncheon yesterday. He noted the state's revamped pre-kindergarten program, workforce training, and infrastructure improvements are all key elements in successful recruitment of industry. The governor says he'll support a gas tax increase to fund further infrastructure upgrades throughout the state. That issue could come up during the next legislative session. Apart from job creation, Bentley says improving utilities and services in rural Alabama will also be a priority for the next 3 years. The governor says he and others are especially focused on the availability of broadband internet service and health care throughout the state. And the current Elmore County School Superintendent Andre Harrison won't be able to run the upcoming party primary. That's because he missed the deadline to file paperwork. Harrison says he's not going to challenge. He'll just run as an independent. Now your forecast.
Clouds slowly decrease today after that early morning rain activity. Temperatures topping out in the upper 50s for the northern half of the state. Look for low 60s for South Alabama. For the weekend, turning cooler. Highs back in the 50s on Friday, Saturday. A light freeze possible Saturday morning. I'm WVUA Chief Meteorologist Richard Scott, and that's your local weather forecast.